Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Starts.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know how Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have been attacking Donald Trump and saying, oh, he's an old man. He's feeble. He's forgetful. He is not mentally sound enough to be president of these great United States. Remember all of that, ladies and gentlemen. This headline coming from Fox News today. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi injured, hospitalized while traveling to Luxembourg. Now, we're not getting much information over what happened, but Nancy Pelosi, by the way, this gal is 84 years old, and she's been admitted to a hospital. She suffered some sort of an injury, and they're not telling us what sort of an injury it was, but she was traveling with a congressional delegation that was headed over there to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Oh, I wonder if she was there. By the way, have you noticed they're calling, they call her Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi. That's new. Anyway, the official statement, and I'll read it to you, and this is all we have to go with. We're gonna be doing some checking with our sources in Washington to get the lowdown. But they say she sustained an injury during an official engagement and was admitted to the hospital for evaluation. They say she is currently receiving excellent treatment from doctors and medical professionals. She continues to work and regrets she is unable to. So whatever happened, she's not going to be able to attend any other events. So this is a pretty serious issue, whatever it is. But certainly our thoughts and our prayers are with the Speaker Emerita, and certainly hope she is back up on her feet. No, you know that's the big problem with the libs. They go out there and they celebrate death and injury. I don't know of any conservatives who do that. I really don't, because we cherish life. You know, we want people to squeeze as much life out of people as possible. Unfortunately, there are a lot of lawmakers that are squeezing things other than life, and you got to watch that out, folks. You got to watch those skeletons. So anyway, there you go. That's all the information we have right now. But I find it interesting that people like Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, Turtle, who, by the way, fell the other day and knocked his noggin, fell flat on his face and has got the big bandages. All of these guys are talking about how feeble Donald Trump is. Trump is in great shape out there going, playing golf every day, flying here, flying there, flying everywhere. And what is his diet? KFC and Mickey D's. And he's doing great. Just telling you. All right. Can we talk about something that has nothing to do with politics but has everything to do with politics? There is so much going on today. And this drone story is insane. We're going to get to that later. But can we talk about Blue Bloods? This was one of my favorite TV shows. I don't watch a lot of network TV, but that was one of the shows that I watched. Are you guys familiar with Blue Bloods? It's been around for, 14 seasons, and Tom Selleck is the star, and man, does he do a great job. So Tom Selleck portrays the New York City Police Commissioner. And his name is Frank Reagan. And it is a conservative show. It really is. I mean, when you look at the content and the narratives and the storylines, this is a very conservative show. And it's also pro-cop. And that's why the members of the NYPD, they love this show. They think it's, you know, I mean, they it's one of their favorite shows, and primarily because of how they portray the NYPD. And that's a, I mean, that's a pretty spectacular thing. So anyway, it's really unfortunate because CBS announced that they are canceling the show, and tonight is the last episode. This is the final episode of Blue Bloods. And a lot of people are really upset about this. Fans are furious. So is Tom Selleck. And the reason why is this is one of the top shows on CBS on a Friday night. There's absolutely no reason for CBS to cancel this show, except that CBS has pretty much been on the record as saying that they do not approve of the family values that are portrayed on this program. And Tom Selleck is like, you know what? We all wanted to come back. The entire cast wanted to come back. The entire cast was, you know, they loved each other. They have a lot of fun on this show, and they didn't understand it. Tom Selleck says, we were able, he says they were taken for granted from day one. They put them on a late Friday night slot, and in spite of all of that, they actually won their time slot. And I think it says a lot, right? That here you have a show, and the good guys are the cops. This is a family where everybody knows their pronouns. This is a family where you have husbands and wives and their children. And one of the favorite parts of Blue Bloods, by the way, and I don't know if any of you even watch this show, but if you don't, you should go and watch it because it's so well done. One of my favorite parts, every single episode, the family gets together for Sunday dinner. It doesn't matter what's going on. They always get together for Sunday dinner, and they always pray around the dinner table. It's a Catholic family, so they pray their Catholic prayer. Now, it reminded me of Duck Dynasty. And if you remember early on, Phil Robertson was a longtime regular on my show back when we were at Fox and even beyond that. And Phil told the story of how the network, I believe this was A&E at the time, they really had a problem with the fact that Phil Robertson prayed and then prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And Phil Robertson finally told him, you can't do that. You can't do that on TV. You can't be praying. Well, who does that? Who prays over their meal? What's wrong with you people? Who prays over a meal? And Phil Robertson, to his credit, said, look, here's the deal. We're either going to pray over our meal or we're going to cancel the show. Your choice. And they ended up keeping the show. So all that does, that's sort of what this reminds me of, is that here you have a show that is incredibly popular. And the reason why is because it's one of the shows that the family can watch together. It's a show that people actually, I don't know, enjoy each other. And I think there's a lot of that missing these days on television. You can't really do a lot of that anymore. And that's sad. And it's sad that Blue Bloods is ending its run. It's had a terrific run, 14 seasons. Some of the finest people, Donnie Wahlberg was there. By the way, did you know that he was New Kids on the Block? Wahlberg used to actually work in New Kids on the Block song lyrics into some of his dialogue. It was kind of a running joke on the show. But yeah, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It is, in fact, the end of an era. Blue Bloods canceled after 14 seasons. And it's really cold-blooded if you think about it. But the reality is that the Hollywood executives, they never have shared the same values that we have. And that's why they couldn't get it. They didn't get it. I don't think they wanted to get it. And I think Tom Selleck is right. They just took people for granted, and they took the show for granted. All right, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Are you glad that CBS gave this family-friendly show the heave-ho? 901-260-5926. By the way, it is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. We have a lot of updates on the drone situation. Also, the Duke lacrosse case. And we're going to go back in time and take a look at that. Now the Duke lacrosse accuser is admitting that she made it all up. She made it all up. This was one of the top fake racism stories in America at the time. And a lot of young men, a lot of white young men had their lives upended because of these lies and the mainstream media. So we'll get into all of that as well. We're also keeping tabs on Nancy Pelosi, and we'll keep you updated there. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to drop by today, along with an assemblywoman from New Jersey who now says that we need to be shooting down the drones. What took so long? By the way, in the South, you've got people right now sitting in the back of their pickup trucks. They've got all of their ammo, and they're holding on to their weapons, and they're just waiting. They're just waiting for the blue beam to come down, and boom, it's on like Donkey Kong. So we're going to be talking with Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia, who's ready to lock and load. Also, our good buddy Dr. Peter McCullough is going to be here from the Wellness Center as well. You know what? Before we go to break, I do want to go to Harold, who is calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. So, Harold, what do you think about blue bloods?
Man, I'm going to hate it a whole lot. I mean, I know the CBS wanted to go woke, you know, and all that. And I wrote into CBS about my feelings about that, because I think when they sat around that table, I ate my dinner in front of the TV set every Friday night. When I'm sitting there watching them watch that show, you know, I watched it from day one. I love the show. I wish it would continue on. But, you know, it's just a sign of the time, I guess.
You know, I was watching a retrospective Friday before last, Harold. I've watched every single episode, and I downloaded all the episodes. I like just to do that because it's one of those rare shows that you can. It's so well written. The characters are great. Anthony, you know, you got to love Anthony. Remember him from The Sopranos? Did a great job. But Harold, you're not the only one who does that. A lot of people in this retrospective, fans would come up and say, you know what? We eat our family dinner watching you guys eat your family dinner.
Right. And I just love the round table, how they talk about open subjects and stuff like that. You know, I love the Catholic priest that comes and visits him every now and then about something going on, you know.
It really was. This is a great loss, and it reminds me, you know, I've got to take a break here. They yell at me, we've got to take a break. But, Harold, I appreciate you calling in. Again, 901-260-5926. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
MyPillow is excited to announce their Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Their famous My Slippers, those haven't been on sale for over a year. Normally $119, but for a limited time, only $59.98. And their six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. From bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-839-8506. And be sure to use promo code STARNS to save on all MyPillow products. That's promo code STARNS. Flannel sheets for as low as $59.98 or the six-piece towel sets for just $29.98. But that's not all. They're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2020. Plus all orders, $75 or more, ship absolutely free.
All right, so the latest on these drones, there were dozens of sightings across now New York City and Pennsylvania. Also, Eastern Tennessee getting reports of drone sightings around Oak Ridge. Which, we'll get into that in just a moment. And then in Oregon, there were actually airline pilots, who reported these mysterious objects in the sky that they don't believe were aircraft because of how quickly they were able to change directions. So they would be traveling in a straight line, then stop. Back up, and then, you know, it was just really stopping on a dime, which is something that a fixed-wing aircraft typically cannot do. So anyway, yesterday the White House comes out, and by the way, there's reporting now out of New Jersey that firefighters have been told, when you come across any of these downed drones, when you come across these drones, you need to put on protective gear. You need to call law enforcement. You do not need to be touching anything, which is a little weird. But again, you've got all these law enforcement officers out there saying, yes, we are seeing these things in real time. The military says that they are very much aware. And then the White House yesterday came out and said, no, we have no evidence at all that there are any drones up in the sky. Cut number 7.
We have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace.
So there you go. All right, that's the official word coming from the White House. Do you believe them, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe what the White House said? About 10 seconds ago, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan wrote this on X. Last night, beginning at around 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time, I personally witnessed and videoed what appeared to be dozens of large drones in the sky above my residence in Davidsonville, Maryland, 25 miles from our nation's capital. I observed the activity for approximately 45 minutes. Like many who have observed these drones, I do not know if this is increasing activity over our skies, is a threat to public safety or national security. But the public is growing increasingly concerned and frustrated with the complete lack of transparency and the dismissive attitude of the federal government. The governor going on. The government has the ability to track these from their point of origin, but has mounted a negligent response. People are rightfully clamoring for answers, but aren't getting any. We are being told that neither the White House, the military, the FBI, or Homeland Security have any idea what they are, where they came from, or who has launched or is controlling them, and that they pose no threat. That response is entirely unacceptable. I join with the growing bipartisan chorus of leaders demanding the federal government immediately address the issue. The American people deserve answers and action now. That coming from Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland. So again, the White House is telling us, don't believe your lying eyes. And at the same time, you've got everybody. And look, we started covering this story when official law enforcement got involved. All right? That's my line. Because look, yes, we are a talk show, but I don't want to be sharing information with you that may turn out to be inaccurate or not true. And so that's why in situations like this, we wait for the, we wait for police. When the police say, yeah, we got Klingons coming in and Romulans. Okay, we'll do something about that then. Are you satisfied with the White House response that there's nothing up there, that this is all just normal? Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland isn't. What do you think's going on up there, folks? What do you think is going on? We're going to open up the phone lines here on this one, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And this is a genuine question here. What do you do if there is a drone the size of a Buick hovering over your house? A lot of people in New Jersey say they're going to start shooting these things down. And you know, we've covered, we told you what the law is here. But look, if the government is not going to do anything, And the government is telling you, oh, these are not drones, they're airplanes. Really? I don't know of any airplane that just hovers over somebody's house. I don't know of any planes that do that. And I can tell you right now that if this had been happening in Georgia or Alabama or Tennessee or Arkansas, those drones would already be mounted in somebody's den. That we don't mess around with that. We don't mess around with ET down here in Dixie. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. We're going to your calls. Open line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a 70-year-old man. I'm not a young guy. And I'm an ex-athlete. Well, yeah, when I was taking it, I recognized that I was feeling better. You know what I'm saying? And just mentally knowing is important also.
I am a customer of you guys. I love your product. Love it, love it. Nothing but good things to say about your product. I love it. And as long as y'all are going to sell it, I'm going to take it as long as I can.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Well, number one, I'm going to call it total that no one knows what these are. And I think it's a slap in the face to the American people to say they don't know what this is. They can track down a guy that just killed a CEO, but they can't identify what nightly drones are and where they're coming from. I think that is absolutely disgusting to lie to the American people like this, and the truth needs to be told about it. Secondly, if they're telling the truth, then this country is in horrible shape. We're all in danger. I mean, seriously, if our great government can't identify what these drones are, they're flying every single night, that people are sitting out there videoing with their cell phones, then no American is safe. And I have no respect if our government cannot say what these are.
Wow. That's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says we are all in danger. By the way, this just in, multiple unidentified drones entered the airspace over a naval weapons station in New Jersey. This is coming from the Navy. Now we're also getting word that Governor Phil Murphy has written a letter directly to the president expressing his concerns about unmanned aircraft systems in and around New Jersey airspace. He says, since existing laws limit the ability of state and local law enforcement to counter these unidentified objects, more federal resources are needed to understand what is behind this activity. Folks, what's going on here? What do you think is going on here? Is the federal government conducting some sort of a massive psyop here? Is that what's really happening? Because they are terrifying the living bejeebers out of millions of people in this country. And for those of you out there saying, oh, these are just airplanes, Todd, all you got to do is look at them. They got the blinking lights there, and the airplanes got blinking lights, and it's just airplanes. Airplanes do not hover over people's homes. Let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926, Jerry, Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS. Hey, Jerry, what do you say?
Todd, you're about a click off of what's going on here. You need to watch out. I think our president and vice president are in imminent danger. The inauguration is a few days away. It's all being outside. We've got drones everywhere. If the inauguration is outside, what keeps those drones from coming in and attacking our president and all the people in the parade and on the North Lawn and everywhere else? We're in imminent danger of an attack. I think we need to declare a national emergency immediately and start bringing these drones down. And if we don't, I think things are going to go really bad, really quick. And I hate to pop your bubble, but I was watching from Jackson toward Dyersburg a couple of nights ago, and I saw about 30 drones flying around out there.
Oh, wait a second. How is that popping my bubble? Jerry, I said yesterday on the program, I have seen those, and I've always wondered what they were, but I would say at least a dozen. I've seen those lights in the skies over western Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't catch that. So yes, they're around Tennessee and they're getting in formations. They're doing things that are not just flying around. They're setting up battle formations, is what I call them. And I really think this is serious. This is national security issue. We need to get that guy out. We need to get the people in Washington out of there now. They're lying to us. They're setting us up for a disaster, and something's got to happen today.
Jerry, just think about this. What do you think? Just and we talked about, and I raise this as one of the possibilities, because again, right now nobody knows. So all we can do is speculate and hypothesize. And a few weeks ago, I suggested that maybe, just maybe, we could be looking at terrorists conducting dry runs, trying out their gear. But I'm with you. I am very concerned if, let's just say, there is some sort of, you know, you're going to have thousands of people in Washington for the inauguration. And Jerry, if all of a sudden, you know, 5,000 drones show up, the government's not going to, you know, the military's not going to be able to respond immediately to that many drones showing up.
No, and the president and all the people that are there, dignitaries and everything, will be exposed. I don't know that we need to have the inauguration outside. I'm worried about that. I'm not sure we don't need to take that down and move it inside to protect the president and all the dignitaries.
Why is it that the White House, though, the White House was pretty adamant yesterday, this is not a big deal, that you guys aren't seeing what you're seeing out there?
Oh, they're lying. Haven't they lied to us for 4 years now? Isn't it about time we tell them to get out and go somewhere else and be stupid somewhere else?
Yes, it's a fair point. I would say if it was possible, let's just have the inauguration tomorrow and let Trump start early.
Well, we got to protect him. We got to protect him in advance. They're going to be wide open during the inauguration, and I'm telling you, I'm really, really afraid for those men. They've tried to assassinate him twice, and they're not going to stop till they get him.
All right, Jerry, appreciate your thoughts. Folks, Jerry is concerned that this could be some sort of an event leading to a disaster on Inauguration Day, and that President Trump's life and J.D. Vance's life may be in danger. You know, it is interesting that Trump hasn't, at least until a few moments ago, I don't think he's weighed in on this. And normally, something of this magnitude, Trump would weigh in. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that he's worried about other things right now, or that whatever is going on is so classified, not even he can talk about it. But it is certainly a disturbing thing that's happening in many of these cities in American skies. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to play some audio here. This is actually from pilots now reporting. This is coming from Oregon. These mysterious lights in the sky. Cut number three, please.
Red in color, moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe how fast it's moving.
You are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left and right, to avoid the UFO out there.
This is Joe communicating with air traffic control while he was piloting that life flight call to the North Bend, Coos Bay area. And the UFO in question, if you look closely on your screen, that little red dot that floats in and out of the video.
That was the one that was at our altitude that would come up to us and sit for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it would go back out over the ocean, over the horizon.
He and his crew witnessed this mysterious object continue this odd behavior from more than 20 miles away for about 20 minutes total. This came after a United Airlines flight reported seeing similar mysterious objects zipping through the sky, ranging between 30,000 and 50,000 feet in altitude.
We're seeing 3 or 4 targets. You know, they're all altitudes, up and down. It's pretty crazy.
One researcher suggests it's a light bouncing off a Starlink satellite over the Pacific Ocean, catching the eye of pilots, something that's reportedly happened before. But Joe says this ain't that.
I don't think Starlink, like I said, satellites don't typically change directions. But then again, I could be wrong, but I honestly don't think it was. I've never seen a satellite move like that.
I reached out to the Federal Aviation Administration to see if they can confirm this UFO sighting. They kept it short and sweet, saying a pilot saw unidentified lights. The good news is it's not believed Joe or his crew were in any danger as they continued to fly down to Coos Bay and back up to their station in Aurora. But the mysterious object popped up on his traffic collision avoidance system. He says that's not something that a light reflection can do.
TCAS works off a transponder code. So for something to register, it was registering like an aircraft. So the weird thing is we were seeing it as an aircraft inside the aircraft, but ATC wasn't showing it on their radar.
Whatever it was, Joe and many others hope they can get clear answers.
All right, that reporting from Oregon. So this is happening all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Bill in Dyersburg, Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate out there. All right, Bill, what do you think's going on up in the skies?
I think it's an adversary. And I tell you why. When we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the first thing we did is some dry runs where they were getting people ready to seeing, used to seeing the something coming in at night or when it, whatever time of day it was, getting ready for the preemptive, you know, kind of a dry run for the attack. And second of all, if you were going to attack in the United States, you would do it now before there's a change of power while they're at their weakest. And then the last point is, from listening to other shows, they had a drone expert from the military call into the Kelly show the other night, and he was bum-puzzled as why. He said, first of all, this isn't a military exercise because they always alert local sources before they do anything like it. And second of all, you know, with the air traffic they have in that area, that is not the place to do an exercise. You would do it out in the desert or someplace like that to avoid, you know, keep things at a, not create a panic with the general public.
And that's the show, by the way. Bill, thank you. I appreciate that. No, I'm with you. This is where my concern is. People are genuinely terrified. And I got to, Bill, let's get real for a second here. You got a 6 foot long, you know, a drone hovering over your house. You're going to be a little nervous too, right?
Right. And these aren't some kids playing around with a hobby drone trying to scare the neighbors or something like that. This is a real deal. And they're treating it just like the weather balloons where they're dismissing it. But nobody really knows what's happening, you know. So, you know, there could easily be any kind of sarin gas or any kind of anthrax or something distributed in the air from listening to the drone expert the other night on Jason Kelly's show talk. That you could put any kind of the airborne payload in those.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. A good buddy of mine, his name is General John Tykert. He just retired Brigadier General in the Air Force. He oversaw Andrews and also Edwards. And he told me that right now, the good news is there don't appear to be payloads on these drones, but they are capable of hauling payloads. And if that's the case, Bill, it puts every single person in the country and, you know, it makes all of us targets. And if that's the case, I mean, if that's what this really is, that this is some sort of a foreign adversary and our government doesn't know how to stop it, that's probably why they're not telling the American people, because that would cause mass panic across the entire country.
Well, the only other thing I saw that would possibly make any sense is they were talking on the show that you can put any kind of sensor on those that are lightweight and they can detect things. They can grab cell phone numbers. They can do all kinds of stuff. But one of the things they mentioned was you could put some sort of radiation detector on them and detect radiation. And he said it's possible at night they could be searching for somebody that's trying, like if they're aware of, somebody trying to bring some sort of dirty bomb or suitcase bomb into the United States. And they're trying to keep the general public, you know, calm while they're doing that. But that would be the only other thing I heard to the shows that made me do.
Bill, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Arnie in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. All right, Arnie, what's your take on these drones? Hello, Arnie. All right, let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Patty, what say you? All right. We'll try. Sorry about that, folks. Look, we're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, welcome back to Open Line Friday on the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. Shannon is hanging out with us on KWAM, the mighty 990. Hi, Shannon, what's on your mind?
Hey, just a question for you. I'm not understanding why aren't they setting up any kind of jammers to bring these people or to bring these drones down or EPIs, you know, the electronic pulse, to interrupt. With whatever's going on?
It's a great question, Shannon. There have been some reports out there that they've tried, but they're not working. The jammers aren't working. There are other reports out there, according to local, and this would have been New York City. The area in northern Jersey where all of this first started is in the New York City TV market. So a lot of the New York City TV stations interviewing people who said that whenever they would try to send a drone up, their own drone, to take a picture, that their drones were inoperable, that their if they were in a car and a drone, one of these drones passed over, that all of a sudden the radio would stop working and whatever kind of computer devices in the car would stop working as well.
So it sounds like they have their own
API. That's right.
That are sounding off to block. Interesting. This is crazy.
It's the craziest thing. And again, what gets me, and this is why you need to, it very well may be that these are foreign devices, drones from another country. And it's important for us to pay attention to who is not talking right now about this. And it would be Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And you would think Elon would be out there saying, hey, look, here's what we think is going on. But whatever it is, may be so confidential, so classified, that they don't want the general public to be alarmed.
Gotcha.
Shannon, I got a question for you. Does that make you more confident and more confident in your government or less?
Well, the current government, absolutely less confident. The one coming in, I'm hoping against hope. You know, that they're going to do everything that they possibly can, all the things that they claim that they were going to do. I just hope that maybe the ones that we're seeing over West Tennessee that they were talking about, that they were seeing, maybe those are the counter drones that they're trying to, I guess, put in some counter maneuvers against whatever they think might be coming.
Shannon, who knows? But we're going to be all over this story. And Shannon, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to KWAM. Let's go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Barbara is hanging out with us on KROF today. Hi, Barbara. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Basically, I think that the involvement that the Bidens have had with other countries, that this is what they're doing right now. They're letting everything go, because other countries are going to take over America, or trying to, I should say. Who in the government can we go to now to say, hey, what is really happening?
Barbara, that's a great question. And think about this. Think about this. You're a foreign country. You're able to smuggle. I mean, look at China. They were able to launch a balloon, a spy balloon that traversed the entire countryside over very sensitive military installations, so it's not impossible. But could you imagine a situation where you have China and they've dispatched, I don't know, 10, 25,000 drones across America, and they tell their president of the United States, we've got these drones, there's a nuclear payload, you're going to do what we tell you to do, or we're going to drop the payload. I mean, that's what we're talking about. That's a terrifying proposition. But anyway, that's where we are right now. Barbara, we got to run. Good call. Hang tight, everybody. More calls coming up. 901-260-5926. Go check out ToddStearns.com. A lot of great content for you there. We will be right back with Congressman Jim Jordan on the Todd Stearns Show.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to him, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature Supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have Ben Dieter up on the roof of our broadcast bunker. We're trying to install a residential gun turret in the event the drones show up here in Memphis. Wow, what a crazy story. And this has gone from just a weird but fun conversation to have on talk radio to people wondering what is happening here. Are we dealing with some sort of a foreign enemy? Are we dealing with our own government conducting PSYOP operations? What is going on? Nobody's talking except for the White House, and they're saying, You people are just making this up. There's nothing up there. So just move on. Nothing to see here. Don't believe your lying eyes. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Latest information, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says that he personally witnessed a number of drones last night over his home in Maryland, about 25 miles from Washington, D.C. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome the chairman of House Judiciary, our good friend from Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing fine, Todd. Hope you are, too, and this Christmas and holiday season. So we're good to be with you.
You know, Congressman, I want to get your take on this. Are they giving you guys any information about what these things are and where these drones are coming from?
No. No, we're not. Now, I do think Speaker Johnson just got a briefing, I think, today sometime. So that's been reported. But I've not had a conversation with Mike since that briefing. We probably won't talk to the, you know, I assume he'll give us what he can next week when we get together on Monday in the House Republican Conference. But I don't know. But I think Americans are right. You're right. It would be nice if our government would tell us what they do know. And not kind of, you know, I saw one briefing yesterday where they seemed to kind of dismiss it in sort of some way. So, but maybe, you know, this is the same FBI can't tell us who planted the pipe bombs, can't tell us who leaked the Dobbs decision, can't tell us who put cocaine at the White House. I guess maybe we shouldn't be surprised that they can't tell us what these drones are all about.
Fair enough. Are they giving you guys any guidance at all on what to tell your constituents? Because there are a lot of very nervous people out there. And it's only a matter of time before somebody starts trying to take down these things.
Yeah, I just don't know. Yeah, you know, maybe if they were I mean, I don't know. I just, we haven't got any briefings. We don't know any more than what you do, what we've been told in the press. And we've all seen sort of the videos that people have taken. So that's all we got. I'll look forward to hearing if Speaker Johnson has more information that he's allowed to share with members of Congress.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And I appreciate that. Again, we're all just sort of in the dark here on this. What we are not in the dark on anymore is what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. And I talked about this last night on my Newsmax TV show, Congressman.
Yeah.
They told, you know, they refused to say from day one how many of their assets were there. And now they're trying to play these word games. What's your reaction to the IG's report?
26 confidential human sources were there. Some of them were tasked specifically by the FBI to be there. So 26 were there. 17 entered the restricted area, 4 went in the Capitol, and 0 were prosecuted. You know, so there were all kinds of Americans who got prosecuted for going into the restricted area, going into the Capitol. And this, I just think, further underscores this, you know, double treatment, this unequal treatment under our law, which is not supposed to be how it works in our great country. And then I got some just kind of basic questions. The ones that went in the Capitol, How did they get in? Were they part of the very, very first wave that went in? Did they go in through a broken window? I'd like to know some of those details, because they were not authorized in any way to break the law. And of course they did. I want to know if any of these people are still confidential human source. And understand how it works. Confidential human source, fancy name for spy, they get paid for information they give the government. So at some point, these people were all probably paid. And we know some of them were specifically reimbursed for coming to the Capitol and spying on their fellow citizens that day. So I think they're just, this report tells us some things, but it raises a lot of other questions that we need answers to.
I'm curious, and what was their position? I mean, are we talking, were any of these 26, were they ringleaders? Were they helping to organize the mob that showed up? I mean, was this entire thing an operation of the FBI?
The short answer is we don't know, but by comparison, if you look at what happened with Governor Whitmer and that situation up there, we know that those confidential human sources that the FBI was using were in fact pushing for that crazy plot to go kidnap the governor. And of course, when that case went to trial, it kind of fell apart for the most part. So we have that example. We don't know specifically about this situation. But those are the kind of questions we'd like to get answers to. And we think none of these people are currently, confidential human sources, the 26 who were at the Capitol on January 6th. We don't think any of them are now confident. We think they've been, they're no longer working with the government. But we don't know that for sure. And that's an answer we'd like to get. That's a question we'd like to get answered.
So we have the Inspector General's report. Any other reports we're waiting on to find out if there were even more FBI staffers, officials involved?
Well, they indicated in this report that there were no undercover FBI agents, that there were just these 26 confidential human sources that the FBI had used in the past and who were there that day. So, again, we don't know. I think another concern is we asked for this report to, there's no reason this report shouldn't have come earlier. No reason this report shouldn't have come before the election, frankly, because we had Mr. Horowitz in front of our committee about 2.5 months ago, and we said, where's this report? Because something we'd been asking for, Congressman Massey had been pushing this issue a lot as part of our committee. And he as much as told us in that hearing that there were confidential human sources present on January 6th, but they held the report until after the election. There's just no reason why this thing shouldn't have been there for Congress to have, and more importantly, for the American people to have prior to election day.
Yet another reason why it's imperative that Kash Patel gets in as FBI director.
No, there were 2 IG reports this week. I find it interesting that this is the week Christopher Wray announced that he's going to step down, appropriately so. But there was the day before he announces that, we had a report that from the Inspector General, which said that when Chris Wray first took the job, they actually had an investigation where they spied on congressional staffers, got the metadata. They got the information, who they were talking to, the phone numbers they were talking to, emails that they sent information to. And one of those congressional staffers that they were spying on is Kash Patel. So So it's kind of the irony that the guy who's going to replace Chris Wray on his first year on the job was actually spying on that very individual. Again, underscoring why it's important that Chris Wray leave. And then, of course, the other Inspector General report that came out this week was the one we were just talking about on the confidential human source.
And they weren't just spying on, you know, Kash Patel, but you had another report that came out earlier, just a few days ago, about the federal government now weaponizing the Bank Secrecy Act. So they're actually spying. Are you kidding me? They're spying on our private finances?
Yeah, they sure are. In 2023, 14,000 officials in our government, 1 year alone, did 3 million searches of Americans' bank transactions. And what they've done is they've sort of turned the Bank Secrecy Act, I think falsely, not appropriately named, but they've sort of turned that thing around, because that act says if the bank sees something suspicious, you got a local hardware store owner in your small town, and suddenly you see, like, every other day now he's taking out $20,000 in cash and moving cash around, something that's never happened before. If you see something like that, you're supposed to let Treasury know that there's suspicious activity going on, and you send that to Treasury. Well, now what's happened is, the banks aren't necessarily generating these. You got the government asking for, do you have any information on so-and-so or this business or whatever? And banks are sending this information then in without a warrant, which is, I think, the most important piece of information. Without a warrant, in fact, we had in our investigation, we had one bank say, yeah, we have some of that information you're asking about. Send us a subpoena. And then the government gets on the phone and says, well, you really don't need a subpoena. You should just send a... And that's the kind of stuff that's going on. And again, 3 million times, this information comes into the Treasury Department, and it's in a database that 3 million times was searched in 1 year alone by 14,000 different government officials, many of them in our FBI and other law enforcement agencies.
Just insane. This is absolutely insane. And yet again, another example of why Donald Trump won. And he's going to have a lot of work to do when he takes his hand off the Bible on Inauguration Day, Congressman.
It sure is. But he's putting forward the kind of people who represent, I think, who have the attitude and the approach that the American people voted for on November 5th, who are going to come in there and shake these places up and get them back focused on equal treatment under the law, get them focused on, serving the taxpayer, not being weaponized against the taxpayer. And that's certainly the attitude that Kash Patel has.
And real quick here, Congressman, before I let you go, I get it. Wray is stepping down, resigning. But do you think that he could face criminal charges one day for his behavior?
I highly doubt it. President Trump has been very, very clear that he's not into retribution. What he's into is, what did he say? The best retribution is success. The best retribution is winning for the American people, getting the country back on the right path. Economically securing our border, and as I said before, making sure these agencies serve we the people, not being weaponized against we the people. And so I think that's his focus. I'm just glad that Mr. Wray is stepping down and we got someone like Kash who's going to be our next FBI director.
Well said. Well, Congressman, by the way, got big plans for Christmas?
We're going to get together with family. We have a number of grandkids, and we're going to get to see several of them, and so that's always fun.
And Congressman, you and I, you know what? We should have done some sort of a friendly wager because my Tennessee Volunteers, the college football playoffs.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's a big game first round. So we'll see if the Buckeyes can recover from that loss to Michigan and do it. And Tennessee's been a little up and down as well, but they got a great team.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great game. And again, round one of the college football playoffs, that's gonna be a lot of fun. Well, Congressman, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
All right. Good man right there, Congressman Jim Jordan on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We should have done a wager. What is a Buckeye? Is that like a snack or something? We've got a lot of stuff over in Tennessee. You see, Tennessee, we do better jobs with bets because we got a lot of better stuff like tickets to Dollywood, a rack of ribs from Central Barbecue, maybe some Cashew Crunch, which is like legalized crack cocaine over at Dentals. Man, that stuff is good. We got a lot of great stuff here in Tennessee. Okay, real quick, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I know a lot of you are wanting to weigh in on the drones. We're going to get to your calls, 901-260-5926. Did you notice that the congressman wasn't able to say a lot? There's something going on. There's something going on. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. As promised, let's go right to the phone lines. Let's head down to Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN Arnie. And Arnie, I understand you are a farmer.
Yes, I've talked to you before. It's been a time or two.
All right, Arnie, what's on your mind?
Yes. Okay, it's, it was just back about the drones. Just 2 points on it. Basically, as far as out on our property, if it can be safely done, if I see a drone flying around, actually look at, like, somebody's looking at our equipment or our property, such as a, bad guy might look at, looking for something to steal, I'm going to skeet shooting if it can be done safely, because nobody's acknowledged the fact, that the bad guys can buy them too and use them to look at whatever backyards, property, anything to see if something is left out unguarded where they could help themselves too.
It's anything goes out there. And Arnie, I'm afraid we've got a super bad connection, but I think to your point, yeah, there are these guys and gals can do very bad things with these drones. And according to the federal government, it's a felony. It's a crime to actually shoot these things out of the sky. But if something is over your house and is causing you and your family harm, what do you do? I mean, in all seriousness. All right, let's go to Salem, Oregon. Kathy has a theory listening to us on KYKN. All right, Kathy, what's your theory?
Okay, good morning. Still morning here in Oregon. All of the farmland and whatever kind of land that Chinese have been buying, I think that they could launch those things from there. They don't need a ship off our shore that somebody could see, but we can't see what they're doing in their property.
Fair enough. Kathy, we do know, and this is from verified law enforcement and from the Coast Guard, that these drones have been coming from somewhere over the ocean. We don't know if they were launched from a ship, but we do know that a good many of the drones were spotted not only coming out from the ocean, but actually chasing one of the Coast Guard boats.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that just the other day. It is some strange stuff going down. And look, here's my issue, is that there may be a very reasonable explanation for all of this. And the problem is nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying anything. And instead, they want to terrify the American public. And I got a problem with that. There are a lot of sweet grandmas out there, and they're scared to death right now in New Jersey. And I don't blame them one bit. So they need to open up. Let's have a conversation. We're all grown-ups here. And if, in fact, this is some sort of a foreign country causing mayhem, well, you know what? Let's work together and let's put down the enemy.
Amen.
All right, Kathy, God bless you. Hang in there, Salem, Oregon. We love you guys, Kathy in Salem, Oregon. Let's go to David in Dyersburg, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Well, hello. The Maryland governor, isn't he the head of the National Guard for his state?
Well, I misspoke, David. He's the former governor, but still, he should wield some power there.
Well, couldn't the governor bring, I'm sure the Maryland National Guard would have helicopters in their arsenal. Even if they don't want to shoot it down, they could just at least try to follow them to see where they're going to, because the drones can't stay in the air 24 hours a day.
Well,
they got to land someplace.
David, my understanding is max battery power is 2 hours, and I may be overstating that, but these drones have been up there for hours and hours and hours. And that's causing problems. Also, when we have heard reports that when helicopters have tried to give chase, all of a sudden the lights go out on the drones and boom, they're gone.
Well,
it's weird, man. It's weird. Jeez, hello. All right, David, we got to run. That music means we got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is a weird day, America. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays. Hi.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Yes.
Wow. You got to love it. Look, that just happened at the White House about in the last half hour or so, where a child corrected the First Lady. That would be Dr. and Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden. You know, Jill's trying to be all inclusive, and even the kids get it. The kids know this is about Christmas. So good for you, little child. Good for you. All right, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are certainly honored to have with us Dawn Fantasia. She is a New Jersey assemblywoman. And Dawn, we're happy to have you with us today. This situation in your state, how are people doing, and what are your constituents telling you?
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Our constituents at this point, they're weary, they're frightened, and they've had just about enough. This has been going on now for 4 weeks. We are in week four of this with not receiving much more information. I represent the 24th Legislative District in New Jersey, which is a very rural part of northwestern New Jersey. And we have a military facility that's on the border of two of our counties. And there are 11 confirmed sightings, not by civilians, 11 confirmed sightings by certified military personnel. Their spokespersons have shared this. So as we have these conflicting messages come out, compared to the briefing that myself and my colleagues in the New Jersey State Legislature received at The Rock for the New Jersey State Police this week on Wednesday, in sharp contrast to the messaging coming out from Admiral Kirby from the White House, it is causing such a disconnect and so much confusion and fear.
And that's my concern here, is that very soon you're going to have folks taking matters into their own hands. And when you've got the former governor of Maryland who just announced there were drones literally flying over his house, I mean, he's a former governor of the state of Maryland. You have to imagine what the average citizen's going to do when they've got a drone the size of a Buick hovering over their home.
Extraordinarily dangerous. We also heard this morning coming out of Naval Station Earle in Monmouth County in central Jersey, two confirmed sightings over restricted airspace. So here we have two very sizable, important military installations reporting this. The size alone is very disconcerting, but my fear is some of them are low-flying. They're at the tops of some of the tree lines. And again, where I come from, very rural part of New Jersey, we're a hunting community, lots of firearms, very 2A friendly, and there is no shortage of weapons. And my fear is that someone's going to take matters into their own hands, which could be extraordinarily dangerous. We don't know the origin of these. We don't know where they're going. We don't know the owner. We don't know any registration information. So if you have somebody take a crack at this, we don't know what's on board. We don't know if there's explosives, a chemical agent, a biological agent. Very, very dangerous. And we just received an issue. I saw it probably about 12 hours ago, of what to do for emergency personnel should there be a downed drone. They're calling for hazmat materials, stay 330 feet away. And, there's a whole litany of procedures that are supposed to be in place should this happen. So could you imagine just a civilian shooting one out of the sky?
So I'm curious here about that, because I saw the information you mentioned on social media. We had reached out to the fire division in New Jersey to verify, and we are still waiting for a response. So are you telling me that you can confirm that is an actual statement that went out to first responders?
I cannot confirm the origin of that, but I do know that there are legislators that have shared it among ourselves. I would be remiss to say to you that I received it from directly from that agency. So I would not want to directly confirm that because I don't have knowledge of that. But I do know that I did receive it from a legislator.
So we've been hearing reports, Barksdale Air Force Base, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where you have a lot of government agencies. Also, we were hearing reports down near Pensacola, where you have the air station down there. Is it possible? I mean, we're just kind of like, we don't know, but is it possible these actually could be U.S. military drones and they're just not telling us what they're doing?
Well, that would be extraordinarily silly in any estimation from a layperson. Again, I do not have a military background. However, we are used to, up in my neck of the woods, being close to a military installation when they are testing different weapons, detonating, things of that nature. It's not a foreign concept to us. So when we know, we feel reassured when the military installation says, hey, we're testing ABCD, you're prepared for it, and you say, okay, and it almost gives you a sense of security. So I would imagine if one of these military installations, while this was still localized, let's say over northwest New Jersey before it migrated south, and they said, okay, we're testing out some new technology, this would not be a blip on anybody's radar, no pun intended there. It would just fly by, and we would say, hey, this is par for the course. We're glad this is what the military is doing. But when Picatinny Arsenal said, this isn't us, that started setting up the alarms for the public.
When you're telling me that Naval Station Earl has reports, confirmed reports of incursions over restricted airspace, that raises my eyebrows.
Correct. Two. So again,
two times.
Reconcile,
wow. Okay.
How do we reconcile that information with what came out of Admiral Kirby? I have to just question. It seems that this White House administration, they have. I feel like I'm watching Star Search with the spokesmodel competition. They just keep putting people up who are saying more and more foolish things that are competing, and they put up the flavor of the week to share, some nonsense drivel that directly contrasts what we see with our own eyes, what we hear from our local military personnel, what we hear from our law enforcement officers, what we hear from our state police colonel. The head of the New Jersey State Police confirms sending up his men in a helicopter above the drone to monitor and gave us a clear description. Now you're telling me that this man does not know the difference between a drone and an Cessna airplane?
I'm curious, were state police able, and did anybody ask this question of the state police, do they have the authority to bring that drone down or capture the drone?
They 100% do not. The only authority rests with the federal government. The FAA regulates the airspace, and even the federal government has limitations as the law is written as to when they can down one of these aircraft. So New Jersey is shackled. We have zero jurisdiction, zero ability, or zero authority by law to bring down any of it. We can observe and report, and that is it.
We just received this statement. I want to read this to you. Governor Kathy Hochul out of New York State. She said, "We know New Yorkers have spotted drones in the air this week, and we are investigating. At this time, there's no evidence these drones pose a public safety or national security threat." Okay, here's the last sentence. "We are coordinating with federal partners, including FBI and Homeland Security, to protect New Yorkers." My question would be, Assemblywoman, protect them from what? You just said, Governor, that these drones pose no public safety or national security threat.
Well, clearly, Kathy Hochul went to the Governor Murphy School of Crisis Communication, which is where you give little to no information, and then what you do give conflicts. I mean, what a silly statement to make. Again, she took exactly the same page out of Governor Phil Murphy's playbook, and she simply regurgitated. She's a little late to the party. She regurgitated what New Jersey has been spoon-feeding us for the past 4 weeks.
So what do you tell your constituents?
Well, it's not easy to stay calm under these circumstances, but in all honesty, it is A, stay calm, B, do not take matters into your own hands because we truly don't know what we're dealing with, and C, they can have full faith and confidence that they do at least have local elected officials, They do have their own local police departments. The state police, I firmly believe, are acting with the utmost of fidelity. They have their state legislators. Our county sheriffs are involved. There are enough people on the ground and eyes on the sky right now that we are going to do everything we can to keep the public informed and protect them as best we can. Now it's time to kick the federal government in the seat of their pants and our non-existent governor at this point, and apparently his cohort over there across the bridge in New York. And we need to get them to mobilize and do something instead of regurgitating nonsense.
That's it. All right. Dawn Fantasia, Assemblywoman from New Jersey. Be safe out there. Thank you for coming on the program today.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Wow. Dieter, you just heard her say New Jersey has no recourse here at all.
I mean, this is insane. What a way to end 2024, as if it couldn't get crazy enough. This is like the final episode, the grand finale of 2024.
I'm flummoxed here. There are several ways we can take this, and there are so many people weighing in on this, and you know the blue lights and all of that, you know, talking about the blue beams, and there's a lot of conspiracy stuff going on.
Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene said they are spraying substance out of the back out of the back? It's like a gas coming out of the sky.
I saw that. it's just bizarre. So again, something's going on. And this is where my radar goes insane, is when you've got the federal government saying nothing is going on. Don't believe anything your eyes are telling you. Your brain is don't believe it at all. I got a problem with that, especially when you've got everybody in the state of New Jersey saying we got a freaking invasion on our hands.
And it would be one thing if this was politicized, Todd. This isn't political. You have Democrats and Republicans in the state of New Jersey and now even New York, Oregon as well. It isn't bipartisan. Not everything has to be political. When you're seeing these UFOs, and it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, because both sides of the aisle are seeing the same exact thing.
And nobody's talking on the Trump side either. Have you noticed that? No one in Congress is talking about it. You heard Jim Jordan. He got flummoxed. He's not. You know, Jim Jordan's talking about everything. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody is.
And the longer that they don't provide any intel to Americans, it actually gets worse, because the next thing you know, people, even on the morning show in Memphis, people are like, are they spraying pesticides on people? Are they spraying a virus on people? That's how rumors tend to work. If you don't give people information, actual credible information, it's like people tend to embellish. And it gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
And nobody's talking about this, but here's how dangerous it is. We got Christmas Eve coming. How many people are going to take a shot at Santa and the reindeer just flying around, dropping off presents and hopping down people's chimneys?
Well, if I were to see one, Todd, right now, I would think it was the angel Gabriel or Michael.
I don't know.
Like, you know, the shepherds out in the sheep, they look up to the sky and they're like, oh my gosh, there's angels in the sky. It's a heavenly host. Sing glory to God in the highest. I mean, at some point, people are going to think we're reliving the nativity scene.
It's crazy. And look, a lot of it, there was one last night. Oh, my God, look at all of the drones lining up outside of LaGuardia. Okay, those are airplanes.
Did you see Gutton getting fat checked? People are like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, those are airplanes. They're coming in for a landing. Don't panic.
I saw a shooting star on my way into work this morning, and I pulled my camera out so fast. I was out of my car. I'm not kidding you. I thought it was a drone, and it was a shooting star.
Was it shooting at you? You mean a shooting star.
A shooting star. I was so disappointed. I thought I had breaking news.
Let's go to Charles in Statesville, North Carolina. All right. Charles, what's your take on all of this?
Well, I got to say, first, happy Friday the 13th, but never thought we'd be having this discussion if you'd have told me about this 2 months ago. But, Todd, like you were saying, one of two things is happening, and they're both bad. Either our government knows what's going on, doesn't know what's going on, and that's bad, or either two, they do know what's going on, and they're not telling us about it. Either one of them is bad, and I just think that there's something nefarious going on here, and I can't help but think that it's not related somehow to the upcoming inauguration of President Trump, because all of this started after Election Day.
It seems to be happening over you know, military installations. As we get closer to the inauguration, it's happening. There's more frequency, and we know how the globalists and the military-industrial complex think about President Trump and his agenda. But I just think that they're up to something. I don't know what, but at this point, I kind of like to see somebody follow one of those drones out over the ocean and shoot it down and see just what it is, because somebody is controlling that thing. Somebody's landing that thing. It's landing someplace. And we have a right to know, but I mean, this is just, it's, you know, this is not, I just can't believe this is going on, but it like Ben just said, here we are at the end of 2024. I mean, what a fitting end to 2024 with this stuff going on.
Yeah, and it's just, again, you have to be careful. And for example, last week there have been some reports that maybe that was not an earthquake off the Oregon-California coastline. Maybe it was the Chinese exploding a nuclear device underground because of the spike in radiation levels. Well, we did a little bit of research, and we found that typically when there are big earthquakes, there is radiation release. So that would not necessarily be out of the ordinary if something like that were to happen. So, again, you've got to be careful. We've been very cautious in sharing information, making sure it only comes from official sources like law enforcement or the military or elected leaders. But now you've got the White House saying you can't believe any of these people.
No, and they have a pattern of lying. And I heard Jim Jordan earlier, and elected officials are being very evasive or just not saying.
Well, they sure are, aren't they? That was weird.
Yeah, but somebody knows what's going on. And, you know, when you're trying to lie and deceive and tell people not to believe their own eyes, it's not in a good way. But I just wonder how much longer are people going to sit back and watch this unfold before somebody does something? I could see somebody doing something this weekend. But like I said, I just can't help it to think that it's not somehow related to the election of President Trump and the upcoming inauguration. Yeah.
Charles,
to disrupt it or something, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Charles, got to run, my friend. Thank you for that.
I have a quick suggestion, a way to find out what's happening with the drones. What if we employed NORAD, the Santa tracker?
Oh, NORAD?
Yeah. They're the North America Aerospace Defense Command Center that tracks Santa. Why don't we deploy them to track the drones?
I like it. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. All right, 901-260-5926. We have a single line open. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, I got to tell you, with as much chaos as there is right now in this country, may I seriously recommend that you take a long, hard look at my friends at Priority Gold. This may be a very apropos time. I want you to write down this word. Text the word GOLDEN, GOLDEN, GOLDEN to 717767. That's 717767. They've got over two decades of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and they want to send you a free gold investor guide. Again, a free gold investor guide from my friends at Priority Gold. So text the word GOLDEN right now to 717767. That's 717767, and they're going to send you a free gold investor's guide. All right, hang tight. We're going right to your phone calls, so don't go anywhere. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show on Open Line Friday.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America. It is Open Line Friday, and lines are full right now, so hang tight. But write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. So we have some new intel, And you heard this from Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia just a few moments ago. But now we can tell you the mayor of Belleville, New Jersey, told Fox News that there was a briefing earlier today from the Office of Emergency Management in New Jersey. And they're telling the firefighters to make sure they wear hazmat suits. So if one of these drones falls to the ground, they are to immediately put on these hazmat suits. The mayor goes on to say, on the way here, talking about on his way to the Fox studios, I was on the phone with my OEM team, and we now have guidance coming from the state. The guidance does say two different things. First of all, if there's a downed drone in our vicinity, we are immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits. So Harris Faulkner was like, well, wait a second. You're telling me that if something as big as an SUV falls out of the sky, you're supposed to treat this more than a plane crash? Because it sounds like they're treating it like an attack on the homeland. Very strange. Very strange, ladies and gentlemen. Harris Faulkner said a good shotgun will fix that problem. It's true. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. I want to go to Jim in Texas, listening to us on our awesome KWAM app. By the way, if you'd like to listen to our app, go to toddstearns.com and you can download it. Listen to us wherever you are. Jim, what I'm curious to hear your theory about these drones.
Yes, thank you for taking the call. I've had this for several months and told family it was going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. Trump won the election. The Democrats tried everything to get rid of him. No, they're not. It's not happening. So now we're pulling off all this by the military, all this fake drone stuff in ours, and what will happen is Biden Obama will declare martial law. President Trump does not step into office until it's lifted.
So are you suggesting that the administration, they're the ones responsible for putting these drones up into the air?
Yes, sir, and trying to strike fear. You know, to get a control of anyone, the first thing you do is put a fear into your public.
Well, that's true. They're doing that right now, I can tell you. As a matter of fact, there's actually reports in the Daily Mail of people in New Jersey now coming down with a mysterious illness. But I think that could be just psychological. People are really freaking out over this thing.
Yes, they are. And this will play out if people will wake up and see what's happening. They've tried everything in the world. They tried the fear with the COVID crap. They tried the fear of him getting shot. Now they're playing their last trump card, and they have nothing else left.
Wow. So at what point, I mean, if these are harmless drones here, they're just doing it to scare the living daylights of everybody, what would be the event that would lead to the declaration of martial law?
Well, if they're unidentified and they're still hovering and our military's not saying what it is, he can declare martial law until he gets it under control. And the fear that's already escalated will run through the American public. All he has to do is declare martial law, and people will bend their knee.
It's an interesting theory, Jim. We're going to open that up and see what our listeners think about it. But I appreciate you calling in. And again, folks, there are no bad theories because nobody knows. I just texted somebody that you and I both know quite well in Washington. And this person has the ear of the Speaker of the House. And the Speaker is getting some sort of a briefing. But our source has actually talked to members of the Intelligence Committee. These are the people in the know. And the Intelligence Committee, they're getting their information from folks like us. Mm-hmm. That's not good. That's not good.
I guess, Todd, that makes you the UFO or drone expert here. What are your credentials? I'd like to see.
Art Bell of the 21st century.
The crazy thing is we have no idea. It went from potentially our drones. That was the initial theory when you opened up your show on Tuesday. Yep. To on Wednesday, you had Van Drew, the congressman out of New Jersey, say it was Iran. And now what are we dealing with? Every day it's changing.
Well, it was originally you know, aliens, like visitors from another world. But they're not going to go to Jersey. You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, if they're that advanced, they're going to know, oh, let's go to Dubai. They have great hotels there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Richard in Ocala, Florida. All right, Richard, what's your question?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Todd. Todd, I've been sitting here listening. First thing, I don't trust nothing the federal government says.
Me neither.
And nothing the major news media says. Anything they say, I've said for years, the truth is 180-degree opposite of that. And I believe we have a rogue government in office. And I think anytime we can't depend on them to protect the American people, I don't think the American people need to be afraid. I think the American people need to start putting as many of them on the ground as fast as they can. And I promise you, when they do, the federal government all of a sudden decide that they do want to get involved. They're lying. They're saying they don't know what it is, saying it ain't nothing. You let the citizens of America start putting them on the ground as fast as they can. And, buddy, it'll come to light quick what it is. We cannot trust them to protect us. We're going to trust to God and ourselves. And that's just my opinion.
Well, it's a fine opinion, Richard, and I appreciate you calling in today. It's a weird one, folks. It truly is. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, there's a story out of Washington. Changing gears just for a second here. You know, the Democrats always talk about being tolerant and acceptance. So there's a story in the Washingtonian magazine, and a lot of food workers are now organizing massive protests against the incoming Trump administration. And here's the plan. Bartenders, servers, industry veterans, we're talking to the owners of some of these highfalutin restaurants, they are all now pledging to refuse to serve any Trump administration officials. So let's just say that, Ben Dieter, you're nominated to be the deputy assistant at the Voice of America.
Sure.
And you're in Washington, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go down to this restaurant and have a meal. And they find out that you're a Trump official, they're not going to serve you. As a matter of fact, the manager of one club said he wouldn't be surprised if somebody actually threw a drink in the face of RFK Jr.
Because they just don't like their politics.
Yeah, they don't like their politics.
That's pleasant.
And that's another manager of a restaurant said, I don't like their morals, so I will not serve them. And the great irony here is Donald Trump was the only candidate actually defending these people and mm-hmm. saying, you know, we're not going to tax your tips.
Yeah. Well, maybe he should tax those people's tips. Oh, but they would call that retaliation and retribution, wouldn't they?
Here's what concerns me about these kinds of stories is that, okay, what if they don't tell you? What if you go in and they're like, oh, that's Todd Starnes, the conservative talk show host. And right as they're getting ready to put my burger on the plate, somebody just like spits in it.
Mm-hmm.
You would never know.
Well, it depends on what the spit looks like, because I look at my drink every time. Yeah. It could be a big old, I don't want to be too graphic, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, if they've got like a sinus infection.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It is so 2018, 2019, 2020 of them to do. Remember the first administration when they were kicking Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of what was the restaurant? The Cluck?
The Red Rooster.
The Red Rooster. And they learned a lesson. Yeah. I don't know.
Something
to do with the chicken.
It's a bird.
So they faced massive loss after that because it turned out even the chicks on The View weren't cool with that. I mean, pretty much the entire mainstream media was like, all right, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you might not agree with her politics, but this reminds us of the 30s. And I mean, this is literally segregation. And they face so much backlash. So I'm shocked that they're trying this in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little outdated.
This is why I only go to specific restaurants, and I do not like to. I'm very careful because I've heard of that happening. And you don't want to, like, you know, get your burger. It's like, man, the mayonnaise looks a little gloopy. What's going on here?
Well, did you do the whole no tax on tips before the election? I did that at a couple liberal, you know, these cocktail bars.
Yeah.
And when I would do it with my friends who were not necessarily America First Trumpers, they would be like, don't actually do that. They're going to retaliate against us and spit in our cocktails. So I would make sure, you would do it after you're leaving the restaurant. So as soon as you're like getting your last final customer receipt, I wrote it on there, and then we scrammed out of the restaurant. Because you have to worry about those things.
I don't know about
just
that.
Just go to Chick-fil-A.
There you go. You'll be safe. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. So, Dieter, I'm reading through this Washingtonian piece where the D.C. restaurant crowd, they're not going to be serving, or they're going to make it very difficult to serve, deny service to members of the Trump administration. But there's actually a nugget sort of tucked away in this story. Bartender Joseph, who's worked at a number of D.C.'s top restaurants and bars, voted for Kamala Harris and says he's dreading the incoming administration on a personal level. But from a bartending perspective, he sees it as good news. In his experience, Republicans tip more and are genuinely lower maintenance guests than Democrats.
So what's his complaint?
Where's my matcha?
You know, the Republicans, they love to drink. I know that, and Democrats love to drink. The only difference between drinking Democrats and drinking Republicans, we actually treat our bartenders well.
Not Pete Hegseth. He doesn't drink.
Except for Pete Hegseth.
Teetotaler.
Everybody else.
Sarsaparilla. Make it a double. I'm not surprised by that, because when you go to a restaurant and you've got the problem customers, that they're usually Democrats.
Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some Karens out there. I've seen it personally. But yeah, even Karens would tip well because we tend to have a little bit more money in our pockets. Not stereotyping.
You overcooked the branzini.
What is that?
It's a fish or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Connor in Boston. Connor, I'm concerned here, my friend.
I'll tell you another reason Republicans are easier to deal with in the restaurant. We don't order tofu or any of this vegan nonsense.
Exactly. Now, you and Dieter are about the same age, or right around the same age. So I think that you guys, if you go into a bar or a restaurant or whatever, I have to imagine that you guys are going to tip better than the Dems.
I mean, I think you have to. I mean, you have to appreciate what servers do. You know, it's a hard job. I mean, everybody's done it.
Well, except so, for, like, unlike you, Connor, I will actually order tofu. but I'm a Republican that orders vegan food. Todd, I know, has an issue with it because I drink lawn clippings, but you can be a Republican that drinks lawn clippings and actually tip your waiter. And I've had great reviews from all of the bartenders in Memphis anyhow, but I get your point.
No comment on the tofu, but I'm going to tell you what I called in for with these drones over New Jersey. They need to shoot these things down ASAP, and they should be encouraging every single citizen within that community to use these drones as target practice. And if these things continue into Christmas, Todd, I think what we need to do, we need to give Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer an AR-15 and say shoot everyone down that you see, because they're not going to steal Christmas from us. Not happening.
I think this would be a perfect time for someone to go into the residential gun turret rooftop business. I think they would do brisk business, Connor. I really do.
I agree, you know, because I don't trust what the government's telling us right now, Todd. I think it's all, you know, malarkey, quite frankly. And I think we need to get to the bottom of this. And I'm confident when Trump gets in there, we will. But in the meantime, you know, we have to be on our guard. And, you know, if you see some of those things out, those drones in the sky, they should be on the ground.
Yeah, I'm with you, Connor. Love it. All right, hang in there. Good call. Let's go to Randy in Helen, Georgia. And Randy, I understand you used to work with air traffic. Is that right?
Yes, and it was a long time ago. But the deal is, everybody that flies or anything, I used to handle planes after they got out of the range of airports and stuff. I would handle them all around the world. I'd have a frequency in each ear, and everybody that flies know you have to have a flight plan. You have to have the proper lighting, and you have a squawk code, so everybody on radar knows who you are. And I believe, because I don't trust this Biden administration, that this could be our guys, and that's why they're not saying anything. And the other quick thing, point I wanted to make, if you saw on the news this morning, Biden is selling all of the pre-existing fencing down there on the Mexican border for pennies on the dollar. They're liquidating and auctioning all off before Trump gets in office. I didn't know if you'd heard that one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, Randy, I want to go back to this. I do have a question. So let's just say you're an air traffic controller. There's a drone that pops up, like, at the end of the runway. Would you guys know that? Would that pop up on your radar? Would you be able to see that?
Yeah, and even if it was made out of, like, a material that didn't pick up because it wasn't metallic, there's going to be a motor or something on there that is going to be metallic. So those kind of things would pick up. And, you know, generally, like, you think about Alaska and our coastline. If there's an unknown flying from another country vehicle up there, generally jets get scrambled to go see what it is, and that's not happening. And that's why it makes me think it could be this government up to some kind of nonsense before January 20th.
And it just, again, I don't have a problem. I'd like to think that our government is always experimenting with things and building the next best whatever, but typically wouldn't you do that at a place like Edwards that is isolated? You're in the desert. You're not around large residential areas. You know, why would you do something like that and then test whatever those things are in the dark of night over residential neighborhoods?
You wouldn't put up those quantities, and you would alert the public because you wouldn't want them to be, upset.
Exactly. I mean, here in the Memphis area, every, you know, Wednesday and every Saturday, they test the tornado sirens, the emergency warning sirens. And typically an alert will go out. Now everybody pretty much, you know, knows that's what's going to happen. But if something happens or transpires before that where they need to test something, they'll put an alert out so people don't freak out. And again, I think that's the issue here. Randy, I got to run. Thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate the intel. Part of me does – I am leaning towards the idea that these are American – you know, UFOs, and they are unidentified, but we'll see how this plays out. All right, we got to take a quick break, folks. Tonight, by the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, and Laura Trump is one of our many guests. By the way, check out getnewsmax.com. That's getnewsmax.com. You're going to understand why millions of Americans are now watching Newsmax and making the switch. Rob Schmidt, by the way, beating CNN of the ratings. GetNewsmax.com. Start watching today, folks. You know, one of the things I've trying to figure out, I've been doing the Christmas shopping, and I'm really bad. I usually do the gift cards, because it's really easy, or cash. But this year, I may be going to go down a different route. I mean, look, when you look at what we've all just been through, this has been one of the most critical elections that the country has seen, I think, at least in our lifetime. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee that things are going to get fixed, especially with the economy, very fast. It's going to take a little bit of time to undo all of this damage that the Democrats have done to us. And the stakes really could not be higher. And so one of the things I'm looking at is maybe gifting some of the family members gold. And by the way, a lot of folks over these past couple of years have started paying attention to what's happening with gold, diversifying their retirement plans, and also fortifying your savings. And a lot of people don't realize that when you invest in gold, that's exactly what you're doing. You are literally fortifying your savings. And we need to be doing that, folks. Get this, gold up already 21% this year, 21%, and it is still climbing. That's why I'm a big fan of investing in gold. And I want you to check out my good friends over at Priority Gold. They have had over two decades of experience. This is not some fly-by-night company. These are very well-respected folks. They have thousands of five-star reviews. And if you just text the word GOLDEN to 717767, they're going to send you a free gold investor guide. That's a pretty good deal, right? Everybody likes something free. And I'm telling you, this is a great guide. That it's not a hard sale, folks, right? They want you to be educated because educated investors are important. And that's why you need this free gold investor guide. So again, text the word golden to 717767. That's 717767. Priority Gold is such a great company. They make it super simple to diversify into physical gold, physical silver, and platinum. But you got to act right now. Again, text the word golden to 727767 for your free guide. Folks, retirement's coming up for a lot of you. There are a lot of young guns out there. So it's great for both groups and everybody in between to consider investing in gold. So one more time, I'm going to say this again. Text golden to 717767. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's go to Jim in Georgia, WDUN. All right, Jim, I know you've got a word of caution for people.
Yes, Todd, thank you so much. First of all, let me just say I'm a big-time Trump supporter and like your show and like guns, so this is not an anti-gun statement. But one of your callers suggested they're shooting these drones down. My concern is that people flying into New Jersey in private airplanes, and if they're flying directly into toward the New Jersey state, they look like they're stationary. Their lights are getting slightly bigger, but they could be airplanes in private planes, and it would be a horrible tragedy if you have citizens using the AR-15s to shoot down these drones and tragically shoot down a private plane. It is a huge, huge fine to shoot at an American plane airline anyway, and I'm kind of like one of your callers who just said that he thinks it's probably the government, our government's doing this, and they're just not owning up to it. But let's let those dogs do that shooting, because it would be horrible to shoot down a family's plane flying into New Jersey to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jim, I think that's a wise word. You know, when I heard the reports coming out of New York City yesterday, oh, my God, the drones are over LaGuardia. And I'm like, no, those are actually airplanes, and they're coming in for a landing. And we see that a lot here in Memphis, where the headquarters of FedEx. And it's pretty fascinating. Folks will go out in the evening time around 7 o'clock when you have just lines of FedEx planes coming in as far as the eye can see. They're taken off and they're landing, and it does give that impression. And that's one thing. The issues I have are these drones that are literally hovering over homes. Those are not airplanes, and we don't know what those things are.
Right. I think I agree with you that is also a concern. But when you start shooting any kind of projectile of that nature and power, when you shoot it up, it doesn't stop at your target if you miss it. It keeps on going.
Oh, sure.
So it has a landing spot. So anytime you're in a highly populated area, you could have some just unbelievable injuries of people who are sitting in their house and a bullet comes through the window. And so I just don't think it's the thing to do. I think we're smarter than that, and we don't like what our government's doing. We think they're not doing their job. We're going to have to wait a couple of months, and we're going to have Trump in there. He'll give us the truth, and I think we can trust that until then. Right. If something else happens, okay, I will say I was wrong, first one. But I'm more concerned about innocent bystanders getting hurt by people who don't understand how far that bullet is going to travel. It travels. I have a 30-06. Right. It is very dangerous piece of equipment to shoot. If I'm not in the woods shooting down, I don't shoot that thing because it has a long ways to travel.
Jim, gotta run. Great call.
I have a theory, or I have a suggestion. So the assemblywoman in your last hour said that residents reported drone crashes in New Jersey, and there was a homeowner which they said that there was a drone that crashed in the backyard. Why couldn't they get their teams out there and investigate the downed drones ASAP and the local law enforcement turn over those findings? Because now we finally have one of these big, bad, scary drones on the ground, can we not investigate what's on the drone? Is there any information that we could collect and garner from this downed drone that we could get some answers to?
Great question. I mean, and again, it. By the way, last night there was a plane that went down in Jersey. I think one person killed, another injured. It went down under unusual circumstances. So anyway, to Jim's point, yeah, you don't want to get out there and just start shooting at something that's flying over.
They're not skeet. Remember shooting skeet growing up?
You can't be a skeet.
This is not skeet, guys.
No, you can't do that. Can't do that. All right. Before we go to break, I've got to play some audio for you. Many of you remember the case against the Duke lacrosse players, and you had all these white guys, and they were accused of raping a black stripper by the name of Crystal Mangum. And it was a horrible time in American history. And these guys were just, you know, they were maintaining their innocence through the whole thing. Well, now it turns out, 18 years later, Crystal Mangum said, yeah, I kind of made all of that up. Take a listen to cut one.
I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't. And that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. And made up a story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and not from God. And that was wrong. And I hope that they can forgive me.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard sell, I think, when you literally destroy college kids' lives. By the way, L. Rushbo actually predicted back when all of this was happening, Rush Limbaugh came out and he was crucified for saying what he said. But this is Rush Limbaugh correctly predicting the truth about the Duke lacrosse story. Cut number 10.
And Sharpton's working on a New Orleans deal, too. He's trying to figure out how he can get involved in the deal down there at Duke with a lacrosse team supposedly, you know, raped some hoes.
But I don't think they're very happy about all of this.
That has a possibility down there. Duke thing's got a possibility of being a Tawana Brawley situation. And Sharpton's got a balance. Can he afford another one of those?
There you go. L. Rushbo correctly predicted it. By the way, I want to play this. This is Bill O'Reilly interviewing Stephen Miller, Donald Trump Stephen Miller, who was a student at Duke when all of this went down. Cut number 9.
City joining us now from Raleigh. Stephen Miller, a columnist for the Duke Chronicle, a student newspaper. You have 88 professors, actually 87 of them. One didn't sign this, you know, they put out another letter saying we're not going to apologize. And I'm just stunned. You know, not only will they apologize, but they run away. We even called professors Warren on the list to try to get an idea of what was happening on campus. They won't talk. You, a student, pretty much the only person who'll talk to us. What's going on?
Well, you have a situation here where, like a lot of college campuses, you have this segment of professors that's very powerful and very, very far to the left. And for the first time, a lot of students, and in a way the American public at large, saw the depths and the ferocity of that radicalism. And for the professors, for the first time, they were confronted about the radicalism, and now they're all running for cover. Because if you take a professor that signed that ridiculous ad and sat them down and gave them even the most mild interrogation, they would fall apart, and they would look like the baseless charges that they were. And so you have a situation where, on the one hand, they realize there's absolutely no foundation for anything they did, but on the other hand, they're not going to confront the flaws of their own radical and divisive ideology.
But what kind of message does this send students who might want to take their courses? I mean, they're obviously, I think, irresponsible, these people, but everybody makes mistakes. They might have acted emotionally. All I have to do is say, you know, maybe it was a mistake. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped.
All right, so again, going back in time, and now we know that it was all a hoax. So, ladies and gentlemen, whenever there is some sort of a story coming out saying, somebody hung a noose, somebody did this, somebody did that, that's why you don't believe it. Let's let this stuff play out. All right, we got to take a quick break. Our good friend Dr. Peter McCullough coming up next. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our friend, Dr. Peter McCullough from the Wellness Company. TWC.health/Starnes is the website. That's TWC.health/Starnes. You know, Dr. McCullough, good to have you with us. President Trump, the administration, they are, it seems like they're on top of everything, but there is a lot of talk about COVID. Are you concerned about anything that might be lurking out there?
There have been several developments over the last few weeks. December 2nd, the House Select Committee for Coronavirus Investigation, led by Brad Wenstrup, published its findings to over 500-page report identifying massive amounts of fraud and losses of government money through various COVID scams. I mean, to the order of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, there needs to be an effort in the Trump administration to recover those monies, seek justice with respect to those who defrauded the government during COVID. The other great concern is Biden just extended the liability protection for the COVID vaccines to 2029, almost like a preemptive pardon.
What do you make of that?
They know there's problems with the vaccines. Otherwise, they would never have to do this. And they're greatly afraid that people are going to wake up to the side effects and chronic illnesses they've been developing are, in fact, due to the spike protein from the vaccine in their bodies.
Dr. McCullough, we know one of the most notorious people from the pandemic was recently on MSDNC. And he's saying the U.S. could be hit by multiple pandemics after Trump is inaugurated. I mean, is he just blowing smoke here, or is that a real threat?
It's a real threat, and you're talking about Dr. Peter Hotez, vaccine promoter from Houston. As he says on January 21st that these viruses are going to be unleashed on the Trump administration. The reason why they can say that is because of biolabs. Biolabs are where research is going on to produce dangerous viruses. We have dozens of these labs around the United States, and those who are in the inner circle, they know what's being developed. We need a complete ban of gain-of-function research and to shut down these biolabs. I hope it becomes job one for the NIH, HHS, and the Trump administration.
And let's talk about that, because there is a lot of preparation right now, the transition team, everybody getting their marching orders. What does the administration need to be doing to prepare for what might be coming here?
First thing is, in my view, they should have a set of external pandemic advisors, doctors who are experienced in treating these illnesses, to guide the country on an early treatment first program. The House committee report indicated that masks, lockdown, social distancing, none of that works. The only thing that works is early treatment. So we should have a set of external senior advisors to direct the government staffers on how to perform if this next pandemic. We clearly need a shutdown of all these biolabs and gain-of-function research. We could make the world a lot safer if we would stop creating these dangerous viruses.
Well, it just seems to me that, and our listeners are a pretty prepared bunch of folks, and I think, you know, there's been a lot of chaos in the culture over the past couple of weeks with the drones and the not knowing. You need peace of mind. And one of the things that I appreciate about the Wellness Company is you guys have so many of these emergency kits, whether it's the medical emergency kit or the contagion emergency kit, your first aid emergency kit, and the travel emergency kit goes on and on and on. The reality is that there is a way for people to be prepared for whatever might come their way.
So true. On the list of action items is to get a Wellness Company membership. And they range through different levels, but, you know, at the middle or higher levels, under $100 a month, the prescription medications are supplied free from our pharmacy at the Wellness Company. Emergency kits are deeply discounted, so we have pre-prescribed medications. Remember, when there's the next pandemic, there's going to be a shutdown of urgent cares, emergency centers, hospitals. People are going to be on their own again. They need to have a connection to the Wellness Company. So for 24/7, we can provide the access that people need, the drugs they need. We're not going to get burned like the last time.
And I've been a huge fan of this. I actually have all of the emergency medical kits. I've actually had to dip into it when there was an issue, you know, here in the Memphis area where there were some short supplies on certain meds. So, folks, you never know when you might need it, which is why you just need to be prepared. And by the way, you're going to be able to save nearly $30 at checkout with code STARNS. So get that medical emergency kit. That's the one I've got that saved my hide. Dr. McCullough, we've got to leave it there, and we always appreciate the great work you guys are doing at the Wellness Company.
Thank you.
All right, again, twc.health/starns, and you will see my little mugshot at the very top of the page with my favorite medical emergency kit. And by the way, I've got one for the Cadillac. I've got it in the back. It's the first aid emergency kit. And again, I haven't had to dip into that, but you never know. You know, you might, I don't know, Ben Dieter might put his finger down a, you know, a goat again and get bit.
Yeah.
I should have pulled out a medical kit.
I know. I was bleeding out right there at Germantown Baptist Church.
Dang it. I could have done
You could have saved me an urgent care bill, Todd.
I could have. All right. So go check that out. You're going to save a lot of money, too. And they'll show you how. It's a very user-friendly website. twc.health/starns. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock tonight on Newsmax, Laura Trump, my special guest, John Schneider. Schneider's going to be there as well. Remember him? Dukes of Hazzard. Folks, have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend. Pray for those drones.